This is Toilet Reviews, giving you the news of the reviews so yous can hear what I have to say. So yeah, welcome to the show. Yeah, I'm only getting better at that, clearly. And I honestly have no reservations about saying that. I think it is... I don't think it can be debated, really, that I'm doing better, right? I don't know. Let's just... So, welcome back. We got Music Monday for you. And today is a little bit of a unique one. I think it's probably more boring for most people. I imagine this one's not going to get as many listens. But we're doing the Hollow Knight Piano Collections. I figure I'd tag team this week, review the music in the form of the piano collections of Hollow Knight. It's a video game, indie game. It was a Kickstarter-funded game from... It was made by three developers out of Australia. Wildly successful, has sold over 4 million copies now. The sequel is Hollow Knight Silksong, which is not out yet and is very anticipated. It's a Metroidvania, so a 2D kind of open-world action platformer. Great game. My favorite game of all time, actually. I've played it quite a lot. Speedrun, blah, blah, blah. And the music is a big part of that. I think the music is truly something to study here in our podcast form. And the Piano Collections is a separate book that came out after the release of the game, I think a couple years after, with 15 of the songs kind of rearranged specifically for the piano. The soundtrack lends itself that way pretty naturally anyway, but the Piano Collections, I think, offer a beautiful arrangement of these tracks. I think they selected really good ones. I maybe wouldn't have picked some of these songs that they included from the game because the actual soundtrack is like very long, probably like 60 to 80 tracks to choose from. But they, you know, narrowed it down to 15, and this is what we got. I have bought this piano book a couple years ago, probably like 3 years ago now. Wow. Time flies when COVID, .. And I've only learned one of these songs start to finish at some point. I've kind of lost it a little bit. My piano at home is it has a non-functional F-sharp key in the lower registers. I don't know, like an F-sharp 3. And a non-existent sustain pedal. So it's not my favorite piano to play right now. And I have no one else to blame but myself for that not being fixed by now. But we have 15 tracks here, and they're really beautiful arrangements. Most of them are music that is specific to the area. I'm trying to make sure I can do a good job at explaining this for people who might not play video games. Basically, when you're in a new area, you know, there will be music to guide you, kind of like a theme. And this is same in films or whatnot. Like when you're in the Shire in Lord of the Rings, you have very specific music that fits. And it makes the experience more immersive. And that is what they've done here in this game as well. And that's most of the songs in this are going to be that kind of thing, like a new area that really brings you into it, into the look and the feel of it all. And the composer, Christopher Larkin, is truly incredible. He did such a good job. I'm very excited for the next game to see what he did. But the arranger, David Peacock, for these piano collections, also fantastic. Very true to the source material. I mean, I'm sure it got the stamp of approval anyway, but what really surprised me with this was just how much detail was put in. You know, a lot of these are multi-instrument tracks from the original soundtrack, almost all of them. So bringing that all to piano is very, you know, complicated. And so we have a couple different types of songs here. We have mostly, yeah, these relaxing, more immersive, just background music that really makes you feel in it. But then there's also some boss fight music from the game, and it's more intense, in your face, a lot of big chords, speedy, lots of like runs, like 16th notes everywhere. There'll be sets of like 7 and 9 notes in like 5 that need to fit in one all the time, like in one beat. And I just can't figure it out. I've tried to play like multiple of these songs. I'm like a very average pianist, but these are killing me. And I have aspirations to learn like 3 or 4 of them in the next like year or so, but that is so much easier said than done, as we know. But I really take to this music because maybe it's because I'm such a fan of the game, but I think they're mutually inclusive. Is that right? You know, like they, it is because I love the music. Like part of the reason I love the game so much is because of the music. They're correlated, you know, that way. And I'm going to stick with mutually inclusive there, but I'm probably wrong. And, but yeah, it starts with Dirt Mouth, which is the opening area in the game. Very somber, beautiful, music. It's in a minor key signature and just feels very like longing, like a city that has been destitute for so long. And there is hope in it, though. I won't get into the music theory too much, but it's not actually in just like a minor key signature. It's in a specific mode that is one step lighter. And this is where it gets really music nerdy. We have, you know, different modes for each major scale, that in minor is just one of those modes. And so when you take away one of those, you know, flats to make it sound darker, it's still like, it's still a scale, but doesn't feel quite as dark. And that's what we have here. I'm not going to get into it more than that because I know no one cares, but that's what we're dealing with here. Kind of a darker mode, but not quite as dark as minor. And so there is like hope. And then Crossroads, the next area, much more hope. It's kind of more pushing you, feeling like exploration and what are you going to find next? Very open to surprises and whatnot. Green Path, it's aptly named, very green, lush with vegetation and whatnot. And even more so, even more bright, you know, getting to like a more major key signature, which, you know, brings you more hope, pushing forward and whatnot, which leads you into a boss fight. And it's just quick, very staccato, running in, I think it's 12-8 times. So very just like 1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-1-2-1-2-1. Like we got like all this very and it pushes along very well. All the boss fights are going to kind of be like that, very quick push along, and everything, except for one toward the end, and I will get there. These songs really make you feel, I'm not going to go through each track of the song because like I'll talk about the game a little bit on Wednesday, probably a decent length because it is such a favorite of mine. But one thing I think the theme of this that I'm trying to kind of convey is that music in video games is very important. Just like a composer in a film, this, we're having the same thing here. And the music really can make or break a game, I think. And there's a lot of components coming together, sure. But to have something like this, and also Christopher Larkin was a nobody when this happened. This was a Kickstarter game. They only raised like 50,000 Australian dollars to make this game. And now they've sold over 4 million copies. And it's an indie game, so it's cheaper. So at $15 a pop, but 4 million copies at $15 a pop, you know, do the math. And so this guy, you know, they probably, it was like a friend, you know, someone that they just knew in the community, and just delivers in such a big way. And in fact, if you go on YouTube, there are a lot of these YouTube videos where composer reacts to soundtrack, or jazz pianist analyzes this song for this soundtrack, for Hollow Knight, many of them. And these are guys with millions of subscribers on YouTube. And of course, the content, they're picking stuff they know that they can, they're not going to do a video on something that they can't really talk about for a while. But, you know, they're all very amazed at what has happened here with this soundtrack. I think it is very fantastic. When I first bought it, I went and immediately made copies of the song so I could, you know, like scribble all over it. Cause I'm not, like I said, not the greatest pianist. So I want to just like write in when I can, because there's a lot going on here. I will post some pictures of the music on the Instagram post for it, like of the actual, like some of the songs, just to show the complication going on here. But they're not just like these whittle here, anyone can play. But, you know, with some work, I'm hoping to get some of these down. Ultimately, the best track for me is, and this is just in the soundtrack in general, is Sealed Vessel, the final boss fight. The first half of the fight is very just, you know, big, massive chords being thrown at you, very like rampy, volume is high, really increasing until a certain point, just has these kind of back and forth like bass and then like hits, like going back and forth, like boom, ka, ka, boom, boom, ka type stuff for a little while, which leads into somber piano music while the fight intensifies, but in a way where like you feel the victory coming, but understanding that that victory is not necessarily good or like a great thing. It's not like a bad ending, but it's not like the best. And you kind of, the emotions are kind of pushed out through that music. And I just think it's really powerful. So I know I've kind of just rambled on about this, but this is something that I'm passionate about. I think soundtracks as a whole are very important in just media as a whole. And I want to do more. I think I'm going to get some more movie soundtracks going here. I know I've bashed on Hans Zimmer enough, but this one is truly incredible. I am very biased, but I'm going to give Christopher Larkin, David Peacock, whatever, this piano collection a big fat, you know, I'll do 9 out of 10 for the piano collection, 10 out of 10 for the sound original soundtrack, but 9 out of 10 for the piano collection. A couple songs I wouldn't have chosen for this, but there you go. National Day today. You know, this is ridiculous. I come on here to see what we got every day, you know, see, there's always choices. And the second most shared one, the first most shared one of the day is National Chocolate Pudding Day. That's like very fair, very valid. The second most popular day is National Sarah Day. You know, that might not sound ridiculous, but let's go over some of the other choices that people had for today. But that one's the second most liked. We have Azerbaijan Armed Forces Day. No, Sarah's more important, apparently. Canoe Day. No. Flag Day of Romania. No. Forgiveness Day. No, Sarah's more important. International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. No, you know, Sarah, definitely all the way. Madagascar Independence Day. National Beauticians Day, Report Trade Agreement Act Fraud Day. No, those aren't important. Oh, National Zachary Day. No, sorry, that's at the bottom of the list. So, Sarah, there you go. Happy day. Hope you have a great one. Thank you for listening to me ramble, and I will catch you on Wednesday for more of this nonsense. Bye.